Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you guys had a great weekend and a fun Sunday Father's Day if you're out there celebrating. So I'm back to get you ready for another week of baseball action, recapping Sunday's news and notes from the Diamond, get you ready for Monday. So let's get going on the news and notes from Sunday. Bo Bichette to the Toronto Blue Jays missed his second straight game as he's dealing with a calf injury. Bichette still considered day-to-day. IKF started in his place, and Bichette was available off the bench if needed. Kyle Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals was placed on the bereavement list on Sunday due to a death in his family. Ryan Lotus was recalled to fill the roster spot for a few days. Gibson was scheduled to start on Wednesday against the Marlins, might get the Giants over the weekend, but more importantly, hopefully everything's fine with Gibson and the rest of his family. Trey Turner, the Philadelphia Phillies, it was announced on Sunday that Turner will be activated from the IL on Monday, which is great to get him back in your fantasy lineups. No corresponding move has yet been announced by the Philadelphia Phillies. Jesse Winker, the Washington Nationals, had an MRI on his injured knee, and it came back clean. Winker is expected to rest for a few more days before returning to the Nats. Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals has been working his way to return from his forearm injury. He's expected to begin a rehab assignment on Tuesday. Contreras was a popular pickup this weekend in the Week 13 Fab. Josh Young of the Texas Rangers was in the lineup for AAA Round Rock on Sunday. It was his first rehab start, and he's expected back, hopefully, in the coming week. Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros was scratched from his start on Saturday with discomfort in his neck. The Astros said they are hopeful he can return to the rotation in the upcoming series versus the White Sox, but nothing has been made official just yet. Jason Dominguez of the New York Yankees was placed on the minor league IL on Sunday. No exact word of the injury, but it appears to be something related to his side. Jose Caballero of the Tampa Bay Rays missed a few games due to illness, returned on Sunday, and then was scratched from Sunday's lineup due to a calf tightness. Caballero is currently considered day-to-day. Kyle Harrison of the San Francisco Giants was placed in the IL with a right ankle sprain. He was scheduled to start on Sunday, so the Giants played a bullpen game instead. There's no word on what the Giants will do with Harrison's rotation spot the next time around. Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees may return to the Yankees rotation on Wednesday. The Yankees announced Nestor Cortes for Tuesday and Luis Gil for Thursday, leaving Wednesday to be determined, which would have been Cody Poteet's spot, but it's also Gerrit Cole's spot in his rehab. Cole was great in his last rehab start on Friday, throwing 70 pitches over 4 2/3 innings with 0 earned runs, 0 walks, and 10 strikeouts, proving he may not need any more rehab. Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Los Angeles Dodgers was placed on the IL with a rotator cuff injury. Yamamoto will be shut down from throwing for a couple of weeks. Michael Peterson was recalled from AAA for the time being, but Bobby Miller will take Yamamoto's spot in the rotation this week. The Dodgers will go back to a 5-man rotation until Clayton Kershaw returns. More Dodgers news. Michael Grove was placed on the IL with a right intercostal strain. More info on the extent of the injury will come in the coming days, but for now, J.P. Feiereisen was recalled from AAA. Now the really big news from Los Angeles. Mookie Betts was removed from Sunday's game after getting hit on the hand by a pitch. After the game, it was reported that Betts had a fractured hand. The Dodgers said the injury will not require surgery, but Betts will miss plenty of time. Miguel Rojas should get most of the reps at shortstop with Betts out, and Miguel Vargas is expected to be recalled to add infield depth. Jordan Lawler of the Arizona Diamondbacks was close to returning to the team as he's been rehabbing back his broken thumb. Well, that's been put on hold as he injured his hamstring over the weekend, and on Sunday, Jordan Lawler underwent an MRI. The expectation is he's still day-to-day until we get further news, but this setback will give more playing time to Blaze Alexander and Eugenio Suarez. Steven Matz of the St. Louis Cardinals threw 3 scoreless innings while striking out 5 in a rehab start on Sunday. Matz is expected to make at least 1 more rehab start as the Cardinals want Matz close to 80 pitches before he returns to the big club. Being a closer in Toronto apparently comes with injuries. On Sunday, Jimmy Garcia left his outing with 2 outs in the 9th with right elbow soreness. Nate Pearson came in and got the save. So it appears Pearson may be the next man up if Garcia is to miss time, while Jordan Romano is still on the IL. Hurst and Waldrop, the Atlanta Braves, many were excited when Waldrop was called up earlier this week. Things did not go well. After a rough start this weekend, Waldrop was sent back to AAA. Over two starts with the Braves, Waldrop threw seven total innings while allowing 13 earned runs with eight walks and three strikeouts. William Contreras of the Milwaukee Brewers took a blow to the head on the final play of the game on Sunday, and after the game, the Brewers said Contreras was undergoing concussion testing. He's currently day-to-day. The Rangers and fantasy managers everywhere may get Max Scherzer back in their life very soon. The Rangers said, barring any setbacks from Scherzer's last rehab start, which took place on Saturday, that Max Scherzer could rejoin the rotation later this week. Luis Rengifo, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, was removed from Sunday's game after suffering an injury to his wrist on a ground ball that jumped up and got him. It was diagnosed as a left wrist contusion, and Rengifo expects to play on Monday. Corbin Carroll of the Arizona Diamondbacks exited Sunday's game with a right rib cage discomfort. He will stay in Arizona for further testing while the D-backs hit the road. Since he's staying back, there's a great chance that Carroll will head to the IL with a rib injury or an oblique injury, but Carroll is doing what all players do and said, he'll be fine. He'll miss limited time. Brian Wu of the Seattle Mariners will make his next scheduled start on Wednesday. After the latest scare with Brian Wu, it appears Wu will only miss one start. Last but not least, Anthony Rizzo of the New York Yankees was removed from Sunday's game in the seventh inning with a right wrist injury he suffered during a collision at first base. Rizzo will get x-rays after the game, but the initial thoughts about Rizzo's injury aren't great. He was in a ton of pain on the ground, and we're expecting some sort of break, most likely. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead to Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. David Hamilton of the Boston Red Sox ran wild. The whole team ran wild in Jose Trevino. Hamilton went 2-for-4 with three runs, an RBI walk, and four stolen bases on Sunday. Hamilton's been great at shortstop for the Red Sox, and since June 1st, Hamilton's hitting .300 with two home runs, 10 runs scored, six RBIs, and nine stolen bases. Many were worried about Austin Riley in recent weeks. The bat has woken up, folks. On Sunday, Riley went 2-for-4 with a home run, two runs scored, and two RBIs. And over the weekend, Riley homered in three straight games with five runs scored and eight RBIs. That sound you hear is everyone exhaling from the stress of Austin Riley. Brandon Lau, he's healthy and he's producing for the Tampa Bay Rays. Lau went 2-for-3 with a solo shot and a walk on Sunday. And since June 1st, Lau's hitting .267 with three home runs, seven runs scored, 11 RBIs, and a stolen base. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Bailey Ober finally got back on track after some rough goes. Against the Oakland Athletics, Ober went 6 1/3, one earned, six hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Ober had 17 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 96 pitches. He needed this start because over Ober's last five starts, he's allowed 20 earned runs over 23 2/3 innings pitched. Tyler Miguel, the New York Mets, continued to get it done. Miguel went five innings with two earned, five hits, two walks, and five Ks on Sunday. Miguel had 12 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 92 pitches. In six starts since returning from the IL, Miguel has thrown 30 2/3 innings, allowing 12 earned runs with 37 strikeouts. That's good for a 3.52 ERA and a 3.81 xFIP. Cutter Crawford dazzled a very talented New York Yankees lineup on Sunday Night Baseball. Cutter Crawford went six innings, allowing three earned on three hits, one walk, and nine strikeouts. Not a team that's that easy to strike out. Big stuff there from Cutter Crawford. Crawford had 16 whiffs and a very impressive 39% CSW on 84 pitches. In 15 starts this year for Cutter Crawford, he has 88 Ks and 86 1/3 innings pitched, with a 3.54 ERA and a 3.91 xFIP. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Ryan Helsley of the Cardinals picked up his 24th save of the year as they beat the Cubs. Yainer Cano picked up his third save of the year as the O's beat the Phillies. Pete Fairbanks saved number 10 as the Rays came back and beat the Braves. Kyle Finnegan, save number 20 for Kyle Finnegan as the Nats beat the Marlins. Nate Pearson, as mentioned earlier, picked up his second save of the year versus the Guardians. Johan Duran in game one of the doubleheader picked up his 11th save of the year versus the A's, while in game two, Griffin Jacks finished the sweep with his sixth save of the year. Trevor McGill picked up his 13th save of the year as the Brew Crew beat the Reds, and Evan Phillips his 10th save of the year versus the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a little peek at Monday's action on the diamond. Got nine games on tap for you here. DFS slate starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Paying up for pitching might be the thing. You got Sonny Gray versus the Miami Marlins, Max Fried versus the Tigers, Paul Skenes Day, folks, versus the Reds, Yusei Kikuchi versus the Red Sox. Nice contrarian play as the Red Sox are struggling tremendously versus left-handed pitching, especially in the strikeout department. And then if you're looking for some value, Carson Spires at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Some bats I'm looking forward to on Monday: Philadelphia versus Randy Vasquez, Texas versus David Peterson, Dodgers versus Cal Quantrill, the Braves versus Reese Olson, as the Braves have woken up and Olson has been struggling, and then the Brew Crew versus Jose Soriano. Some things I'm looking forward to on this slate: Paul Skenes versus the Cincinnati Reds. Anytime it's Skenes Day, we're in. Nick Pivetta versus Yusei Kikuchi, both pitchers pitching really well. Nice AL East battle in Toronto. And then Reese Olson versus Max Fried. Olson's been struggling of late. Max Fried's been outstanding. So really looking forward to that one as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, gets you next weekend fab podcast, gets you projections and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Monday, June 17th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.